guys, welcome to another episode of Ara Ara the Weave podcast. And today I will be discussing EMG 2022 with my co-host Vips and basically everything that occurred in those 2 days. So for everyone watching, if you don't know, EMG 2022 is a major gaming and entertainment festival that was held here in Dubai. And it was organized by the Esports Management Group. And there were like tons of activities such as gamer corners, like with FIFA, fighting games, like Street Fighter, PC games like Valorant.
Tekken.
Yeah, Tekken, which we played a little bit. There was obviously cosplay shows. They had to invite the anime community, of course, because, I mean, a lot of anime fans are obviously probably gamers, so yeah, I mean,
I mean, most of the time gamers can be anime fans and anime fans can be gamers too,
and like, vice versa. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, to combine those two things together, it was just such an amazing thing. And to top it all off, there were celebrity guests like Akiboshi and Animens, which we did interview a little bit during the meet and greet. So yeah, do check it out. We will be doing a little mini vlog on EMG 2022 as well. So yeah, that's something definitely to watch out for.
For those who don't know, Akiboshi and Animens, or Akiboshi sang some of the songs in Naruto, and for Akiboshi, he's an anime pianist who covers obviously anime songs. And also, just to add to all of the fun activities that you have mentioned, Amy, there was also a global esports tour CSGO LAN tournament that happened with a prize pool of $250,000.
Yep.
Like, what?
Exactly. It was so cool. Crazy amount. I mean, we believe that this is the first time they've had an event like this. So having a prize pool with like big teams going for this tournament in this event was such a major thing. So yeah, do like and subscribe so you don't miss our upcoming episode regarding the vlog, so you can see everything that happened during those days.
Yeah, and also, as you have mentioned, I think this is the first event that was organized by EMG, but to be fair, there are also previous tournaments or esports tournaments that has happened in Dubai.
Yeah.
But obviously they were organized by other companies.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Exactly. So to start with the episode, I want to ask you, Vivs, how was the event for you?
It was fun. We enjoyed a lot. It's just that for me, I think it was a bit boring at some parts, especially during day one, because everyone was looking forward to the cosplay competition, but for some reason, it was canceled a day before the actual competition. So, you know, and I don't know, I just found it a little bit boring, but there were parts that I obviously enjoyed. How about you, Amy?
For me, I mean, again, if you're comparing to bigger events, I mean, even MEFCC, for example, in the previous years, it was a very small event. But and like you said, the cosplay competition was canceled. But on the bright side of that, they did a mini competition the next day to compensate for that. So that was really good. I mean,
it was nice of them.
It was really nice of them to consider, you know, a lot of people, like cosplayers, really take the time to have their costumes ready, their performances ready. They're going to book hotels the night before, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, it was nice of them to do a mini competition the next day just because for unforeseen circumstances, it had to be canceled the day before. So that was that. I mean, like you said, it was a bit boring, but considering that this is their first event, and and it's sort of like how the saying goes, right? Like, it just gets worse and worse until it gets better. So, I mean, this is obviously going to be a learning experience for them.
For sure.
It's not going to be the last time for sure that we're going to have this event. So, it was amazing, even though it had its boring parts. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's
and I hope people support these kinds of events so that we can get to have more fun activities like this in the future, you know? Because, see, I totally understand that this is going to be a benchmark for the organizers to know, like, okay, this is the scale of Dubai when it comes to gaming. Because obviously for how many years now, Dubai has been host to, or not only Dubai, but UAE has been the host for Middle East Comic-Con. And it's always huge. It's massive, right?
Yeah.
But to be fair, they've been around for how many years? They've been doing this for quite some time. So they already know.
Yeah, I believe I was like 14, 15. So, I mean, yeah, they had all this time.
How was it?
The very first one, yeah, I was. The very first one, well, it was actually really fun and it was really big. But I think if you're going to think of something like the Middle East Film and Comic Con, you know, like it's like the name itself is such a big deal. Like you're not just thinking of Dubai, you're thinking of the entire Middle East. So I think, yeah, so you just had to prepare all that much. But like for EMG, again, it's not something like you can compare as much because it's also the first event pandemic that's like this after all the COVID restrictions.
And also to be fair, I think EMG was really focusing on gaming and esports. It's just that anime was there as well for because of the anime community. But again, it was catering mostly to gamers, you know, to people who love video games like us. So but to be fair, I really loved the Akeboshi and Anime's performance. How was it for you?
Like Anime's had an entire concert. Like he had an entire concert, people. Like he was like after every piece, he would like comment a little bit, this is what's coming up next, and there's just little comments here and there. And it was like, because for Akeboshi it was like 30 minutes.
An hour?
But Anime's, and a half, I guess? Like, it was long. An hour, maybe an hour and a half. Like
I don't know, but I feel like I was the person who most enjoyed it. Just because it's all about anime. Like the songs, I was like, oh, I know this song. I know this song. Yeah. Like, you know, and get to sing along.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Oh, but you know, I learned a new term because of Anime's.
Anipianist.
Anipianist, I think. Anipianist. Yeah, I didn't know. Like, I thought, like, you could just be a composer and then just do songs for, you know, anime on the side or something. I never knew that there was, like, a specific sort of musician.
Or maybe
for that.
It's like the anime YouTubers, Anitubers, they called, right? Could be. It's just like something in YouTube that is specifically for the anime community. What else? How about Akeboshi? Akeboshi was so nice. He was like,
I mean, okay. No, I know. I wanna save it for the vlog. But you guys really have to check out our interaction with Akeboshi because it was just. Yeah, he was so nice and like the whole interaction was like really funny as well. So
bro, we even had his signature.
Yeah.
We had autographed posters of Naruto by Akeboshi.
Yeah.
Like that is so cool. And also one more thing that I wanted to add. We got to meet new people in the event.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we met new friends, we hanged out with new friends, and it was just fun.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing all of these cosplayers, you know, like, their dedication. I mean, obviously, I'm a cosplayer myself, so I know how hard it is to put up a costume and just prepare for an event. So I really applaud all those cosplayers who went there and did their best. And at the same time, also applauding the organization for giving free tickets to cosplayers.
Right?
It was a good initiative.
Yeah, exactly. If you were in cosplay, you could go for free. So, like,
bro, if that was in the Philippines, though, like, that would be crazy.
I was joking around, though. Like, obviously, I didn't. I paid for my ticket. But, like, I was just joking around. If I wear, like a Neko headband, will that count as a cosplay? And then I came like in normal clothes, and then I had a friend ask me like, are you cosplaying someone? And then I'm like, no, just a muggle. I want to say something about one of the performances of Animens, though. Like, I'm so disappointed by the reaction of the people. So he sort of said, I know we were both disappointed. We were both disappointed. We were like, so he goes, so who loves karaoke and stuff? And obviously there were cheers. And then he's like, okay, because, you know, the next song, I want everyone to sing along, because if you're a true anime fan, you're going to know this. Like,
you should know this classic.
You should know this classic anime, et cetera, et cetera. The anime in question is Neon Genesis Evangelion, which...
Evangelion. Imagine.
And no one was reacting.
Imagine! Bro, the only people reacting. I was like,
I was like literally scanning.
Literally,
the
that
room.
Was my expression.
Like, the room was full. Obviously, it's Animens, right? But like, there were no one else was reacting to it. I'm like, oh my god. I mean, and I told you yesterday, I'm like, maybe it's a generation gap or something, because he plays the song from Tokyo Ghoul, and literally all the screams happened. Like, there was the most hyped up screams ever. Like, aside from the Attack on Titan, which obviously, like, people are gonna scream, but
yeah,
Tokyo Ghoul was like, ah! And both of us looked at each other, like,
each other, like,
really?
What's happening?
Really, that's what you screamed for?
No, but there was one cosplayer in front of us.
Oh yeah,
who
yeah,
said
yeah.
to her friend that you know what, this is my first anime.
Yeah, that's why I said it might
that
be
I've ever watched.
Gap. Yeah,
and I was like, I mean, yeah, it makes sense that. It could be a generation gap. And at the same time, to be fair, like, we grew up in the Philippines watching anime. And anime has only become popular recently to a lot of countries, which we have been talking about that since day one of this podcast. Like, how different it is in other countries compared to Philippines.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. But still, I was like...
It makes sense. But also, like... You know, if, like, you're someone that's getting into anime right now, I mean, like, don't think about the art style and all that. Like, you have to watch some of the classics as well. Because, I mean, they're the foundation of what
they're
anime
classic for
is.
A reason.
Yeah, exactly.
For attendees that weren't really fan of video games, there was Just Dance, which I think everybody enjoyed.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like, to be fair.
Yeah, we danced as well.
I will never dance again, ever, on stage. That was the last time that you guys will see me dancing. That's it.
No, we were with, like, very, like, enthusiastic people. So, I mean, that helped a lot. And getting on stage and dancing in front of strangers.
It's just gonna be us two, Amy. I'm like, nope. Not even for the content, nope.
I was like, we need to do this for content.
I was like... What have I gotten myself into?
And then she was like, call more people to dance with us.
Yeah,
because
if it's just us, Amy, no.
But yeah, that's also why we were able to make new friends and meet other people in the cosplay community here, which was like, it turned out really good in the end as well. So, like, events like these, you know, I mean, it turns out great for everyone, really.
But to be another thing that I wanted to talk about is obviously the highlight of the event, which was the CSGO tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, it was enjoying.
Yeah.
Did you find it amusing, Amy?
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed. So, I mean, the thing is, like,
Have you played Counter-Strike?
Like, once.
What?
No,
what?
Like, once. No, because the thing is, like... I don't really like FPS games because I get really dizzy. I don't know if it's because of my eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, the power of my eyes is really,
the
really
movement.
High. Like, like, a lot of people have told me, like, are you sure you're not actually blind? Like, yeah, it's just
blind?
Really, really high. Like, that's how high it is. So, yeah, I get really dizzy when I play FPS. Like, even if I adjust the settings, like, at some point, I'm going to get really dizzy. Like, even when I play, like, so I mostly play RPGs because of that. And even when I play RPGs, I still get dizzy. Like, I have to play, like, max 3 hours for an RPG. Otherwise, like, I start getting really dizzy.
Man, I'm sorry, but that's rookie numbers.
Yeah.
Sorry, Amy.
No, like, I puke dizzy. That's how dizzy I get. So, no.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, if you get dizzy, then okay. But
3 hours?
3 hours. You're like, that's 3 hours? That's like hardly the amount of time I stream.
Yeah, it's the minimum amount of time that I stream. Yeah. So what are you saying? Like, but I think the longest... I mean, to be fair, I've played CSGO... Actually, Counter-Strike when I was a kid with my brothers. So we used to play that a lot. I just forgot which patch it was. Mm. It was the old version. Dust stage is always the favorite, you know? And we often have... how do you call this? Like, whenever it's lunch breaks, we would have, like, you know, a betting that's going to happen in lunch. Like, okay, who's going to win? I mean, whoever loses, he will pay for the lunch of the winner or something like that. I mean, gotta do what I have to do.
So you don't waste money.
Yeah. So I don't waste money and I get free lunch.
Exactly.
So
no, I think those are of games that we also grew up with, like Call of Duty, Counter-Strike. So I mean, I don't know. If you play games, you've at least played it at least once.
At least once. And yeah, so the tournament was fun. I think I was able to watch the semifinals and the finals. Mm. We were there for both, since I think the qualifiers was done on the first day, which is like a virtual event that happened on Thursday, only for the qualifiers, so that the main event will be Friday semifinals and Saturday was the grand finals, which is, by the way, congratulations to Ninjas in Pajamas for winning the competition. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Amy, I wanted to ask you, which was your favorite part of the event?
So, my favorite part of the event is obviously going to be the meet and greet with Akiboshi and Animens. For me, that was a major highlight, of course. And getting to see the CSGO tournament live, actually, was... I mean, obviously, that was the main highlight of the entire event. But it was also my favorite part because I never got to see esports live. That was the very first time I have. So, I mean, it sort of reminded me of this YouTube show back in the day called BGHS. So, like, it brought back a lot of memories. So, yeah, it was very, very interesting for me. What about you? What was your favorite part?
I would say the esports tournament. That was my favorite. Like, you did see how excited I was when we were watching.
You're like, it's OG.
The tournament. It's OG. Oh my god, it's NIP. I was just like fangirling about the teams, and Amy was just looking at me the whole time like, this girl's going crazy. What's happening to her? Yeah, but really, that's how much I feel for esports. To be fair, it's not the first tournament I've seen. Obviously, there are a lot of mini tournaments in the Philippines that was in conventions. So, but this is the first esports tournament, I guess, that I've seen where my favorite teams that I only get to watch online are literally here.
Exactly.
And I was even telling you that if that tournament was a Dota 2 tournament and the teams that I know are playing, bruh, I will be just at the stage whenever every player goes out. I was just like, can we please take a picture? Something like that, you know. That level of fangirling. I'm so excited. Something like that. And I remember they did have a tournament in Media City a few months ago, but they didn't accept live audience. So I was like, man, why? Why? Yeah. It was, you know, a missed opportunity, but... Well, maybe in the future, if we will still have a lot... I mean, obviously, we will have a lot more gaming events in the future, and I'm looking forward to that. So, yeah. And aside from that, what else? Yeah, I think it's just the esports and obviously the meet and greet with Akiboshi. Animens, it's okay. It's just that I've seen a lot... See, in the Philippines, it's normal for them to invite celebrity guests.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, very common for celebrity
and anime. It's very common there. So for Animens, I was just like, okay, he's good. He plays very good piano music, It's just that it's not the first time that I've seen someone do that. You know, because there's this one guest in the Philippines who did the same, and they do a battle of the bands for anime songs. So,
Okay.
It's just not as exceptional for me, at least. But I don't know for other people. And it's not like I'm shitting on animes. Obviously not. Like, duh, he's so good in playing music. I can never do that ever in my whole life. It's just that it's not as new to me. So, yeah.
But that's what I wanted to ask you as well. Mm-hmm. Like, how are the events, how are events like these different from the ones that you've attended in Philippines?
What was the first ever convention here in UAE that you know of?
MEFCC.
MEFCC, yeah. Which was what year?
I was like 14. So, if, I don't know, 13 years ago. So, what's that? 2010.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but
comparing Philippines to Dubai or to UAE, it's actually not gonna be fair, because Philippines had like, I don't know, a decade and a half gap between Philippines and UAE, since Philippines is very much exposed to anime ever since we were kids. Like, anime has been there since late 90s. You know, it's being shown on TV. Everyone just grew up. You can never ask anyone in the Philippines if they know anime, because everyone in the Philippines knows anime.
Yeah.
You know, like, even though they don't like watching it, it's just part of normal TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they play and it conventions, all the time there, right? Like, even in the mornings and stuff. Like, you can't avoid it.
Afternoon. Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cannot avoid it. So, it will be, it had been at some point in our lives a part of us, you know, watching anime. So, and also, conventions in the Philippines, I think the earliest is 2000s, 2001. 2000, yeah. You know, I'm not sure if there were, I think there were also some small events in very late 90s, 1999, I guess, but it's just very small. And as you have said, it gets worse before it gets better, right? The first convention that I attended was, I think, in 2011. And at that point, it was already good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the organizers have been doing this for years. So I didn't get to experience the small kind of convention, or like
the bad parts, you know, of it.
The bad parts of it. I've only experienced like, whoa, this is so huge. This is so amazing. It's just that, you know. So it's going to be hard to compare it. Just take note that EMG was my first ever convention in Dubai ever since I started living here. I attended High Score Con, but I wouldn't even say that I attended, because I was just only there to drop my friend. I didn't get to fully enjoy the convention. Unlike for EMG, we've been there for like 2 days, you know? So I think the things that they can add to the event in the future so that it will be better. Number one is the program. Like, they can have, they have two stages, right? There was a mini stage outside, and then there's the main stage. Usually, what they do in the Philippines is that they have two stages. One is for the main event, obviously, which they had in the bigger area. And then for the small stage, they usually do fun activities there, like anime quiz. They can do it like video game quiz, give out small prizes. Anime karaoke, if people here are a fan of singing anime songs, I don't know. So, you know, something like that, trivia. Something like a separate program, a mini program for the people who are outside.
Yeah.
Because obviously people there are just like, you know, roaming around, sitting, taking pictures, but there's really nothing else to do, especially for anime fans who are not really into gaming. You know, because to be fair, there are some people there who are not really gamers.
Yeah.
They just attended for the purpose, sole purpose of being able to cosplay. That's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. what else, aside from fun games or activities that they can do on separate stage, I think they can do, man, this is what I was telling you since we entered. I want more merch.
Yeah. Well, to be fair,
I want to spend money.
Yeah, no, but to be fair, like,
I want to spend money!
Even though she went in and she was like, oh, this is all the merch. Like, I was ready to buy a lot. So she only ended up spending 250 dirhams because there wasn't much. Yeah. No, but...
Yeah, I mean... But.
No, but like...
I was ready to buy.
Yeah.
You know?
But for example, Comic-Con, they have like a lot of stands. Again, like, because this was your first con here in Dubai.
Yeah, convention. Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not a fair comparison to like Philippines where it's a, like, they've been doing it for years and it's
massive.
Always massive. And mm-hmm. then this is like EMG's first time, you know, and it's like after the pandemic mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So yeah, but like your suggestions are definitely something that's like super, like that would really improve the next EMG, like EMG mm-hmm. 2023.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, I'm not sure if they will be okay with this as well, but I remember another part of conventions in the Philippines is they would invite artists, like literally comic artists, you know, whatever art you can create. You have a certain space in the convention. They call it an artist alley.
No, they have that for Comic-Con.
So, you know, for Comic-Con. Yeah. And I think they also had that in, what do you call this? In... High Score Con. Mm.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, they had small. That's why I was expecting merch. Because in High Score Con, there were a lot of merch that I couldn't buy because I literally had to go. You know? But if I had the time, man, I don't know how much money I would have spent by then. So yeah. Aside from the artist alley. In the Philippines, they also do, they invite universities.
Okay.
So that, what do you call this? Students can showcase whatever games they are creating, or 3D artists, multimedia artists, students. So I don't know if it's that huge here in UAE, but maybe, I don't know, in the future they can invite schools, universities, so that they can showcase their students' talents.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if it's a gaming convention, you know, people here are looking for talents.
Yeah.
For future employees, you know. And especially if we are aiming for Dubai to be a hub for gaming and esports, international companies will be looking for that.
Yeah.
You know, for potential talent.
That's a good idea to incorporate, really. And I mean, it's it would feel prestigious for the students even. Like, hey, I got to showcase my game, like this game I'm developing at EMG, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I hope there will come a time that EMG will become this big that everyone just has to go there.
Yeah.
Mm. You know? Because in the Philippines, we had that. And that's ESGS for me. ESGS will always, always be my favorite convention whenever I'm in the Philippines. Because literally, it's the biggest that we have there.
For gaming?
Like, all of the big names. For gaming, for gaming. Obviously, they still include anime, but... It's a gaming, literally a gaming con.
Yeah.
That's so huge, it fills up SMX convention halls in
MOA.
What do you call this? MOA. Yeah, I was about to say MOE. Sorry. Yeah, in MOA Arena. Or in MOA, sorry. So yeah, what else? So those are the three things that I would want to see in the future, but... Slowly, as the time goes by, I guess. It's not going to be a one-time big time. How about you, Amy? Anything that you think would be cool if they have it here?
I think you said it all, really. I think you said it all. I mean, yeah, the students thing. I don't even think MEFCC has that. So, I mean because MEFCC is like, it's a film and Comic-Con and, you know,
and
obviously
it's probably, different,
completely different. It's not gaming, so it would be weird for programming students to like showcase that. Yeah, for EMG, that would be very, very interesting to see. But I wanted to ask you about the convention etiquette. How is it different as well from what you saw over here and in the Philippines?
No, I mean, to be honest, the one that we saw here is just a very small sample size compared to Philippines. Like, that's bro, the amount of cosplayers here doesn't even compare in the Philippines. Maybe the cosplayers here is just like, you remember I made a cosplay group?
Yeah.
It's just that cosplay group. You know? Like, I don't know, 20 people? But in the Philippines, man, do you know how many attendees there were in ESGS? I think the max before was 25,000.
Wow.
People. That's and it's amazing. A three-day event. Mm. So that's how big it is. And you will, like, maybe, I guess, half of them are cosplayers. Mm. That's how huge it is in the Philippines. So here, I mean, it's not a comment to the organization or to the organizers. It's more of a comment to people who are attending cosplays. In general, it applies worldwide, not only here in UAE. But please, just be polite to cosplayers. Mm. And don't touch their costumes without permission.
Yeah.
Especially their props. Because I think you saw how it is.
Yeah.
Right? You firsthand personally saw someone touching someone else's costume, which is really not polite.
Yeah.
You know, because we spend hours making our props. And I remember there's one guy in the convention yesterday. I think he was dressed up as Chainsaw Man. So he had this huge prop on his head. And then he was supposed to have something on his arms. But when we asked him, what happened to your costume? He said, someone broke it.
Mm.
Like, see, that was so unfortunate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, it's something. Yeah, again, it's like a worldwide sort of problem, and it's something that everyone has to be aware of. Like, you know, people's hard work comes into this as well, and you don't want to ruin someone's day just for your entertainment, you know. So yeah
and also just be polite when taking pictures with cosplayers, because of course you need to give them this personal space.
Yeah.
Don't be just, you know, hugging people, especially now. Still, it's still pandemic. So,
yeah.
You know, even without the pandemic, there still has to be some personal space. Mm. Only if you know the cosplayers, or if you are really close with that cosplayer, then go ahead, hug each other or whatnot. Yeah. That's fine. But yeah, just be careful with that. What else? And for cosplayers, I mean, yeah, I think that obviously cosplayers know the etiquette of how it should be. So, yeah. And don't feel bad as well if a certain cosplayer turns you down for taking a picture. Because people feel bad sometimes when, like, for example, I'm in a cosplay, but my costume is incomplete, or I'm still doing my makeup, or I still don't have my wig on and they want to take a picture. There are some cosplayers who will turn them down, or even me, I will turn them down just because I don't feel like it's my 100% costume, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to show an incomplete costume.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because it's my art, right? Mm. So I'm showcasing my art. I don't want it to be incomplete, especially in the Philippines, man. You cannot go to the convention there in full-on costume.
Yeah,
that's why I was surprised when I saw Instagram stories of cosplayers here riding a cab directly from their home to World Trade Center. I'm like, what? Because in the Philippines, bro, you can never do that. Like, you gotta go to public transportation, and yeah, that's not a good combination. Like, public transpo and cosplay,
yeah,
disaster.
No, public transportation isn't even all right for muggles. So
yeah. And wearing a wig in that heat in the Philippines. I mean, it's hot here in UAE, but it's more humid in the Philippines.
Yeah, and half the cars
hot and humid.
Yeah, exactly. No, and a lot of like the public transportation doesn't have AC, like a jeepney, for example, you know. So yeah, it's just completely different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I think I think that's it for me. I just hope that there will be more conventions like this in the future. Like, I swear, that's the only thing that I'm hoping for. And I'm all out in supporting these kinds of conventions. How about you, Amy?
Yeah, no, for sure. I second that opinion and hope that everyone supports events like these so we can have more of them in the future. You sort of said that as well at the beginning. And for sure, the more people who attend, the better it will get as time goes by. So I guess that's it for today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. Again, don't forget to like and subscribe to not miss our upcoming episodes. We have a lot in store for you guys. So it would be really great if you guys follow us on our socials at Araara Podcast.
And watch out for our upcoming episodes with very cool guests.
Yeah.
That's something that you guys gotta look forward to. Yeah. Follow me on Instagram at Viv's Black Page and on Twitch. Also, you can catch me streaming on our Facebook page at Araara Podcast. I'm currently streaming Chrono Cross, and in the future, I will start streaming variety games. So look out for that as well.
You can follow me as well at @AstelaVistaAmy. The Cotro Lives Alone series is basically ending or has come to an end. So watch out for my other reaction videos coming up soon. All right, so that's it. Thank you guys again for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.